A-Level Trigonometry Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to this A-Level Mathematics Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most powerful and elegant topics in your course, trigonometry. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Trigonometry can feel overwhelming with all those identities, formulae, and angles, but here's the thing. Once you understand the underlying patterns and connections, it becomes incredibly satisfying. And more importantly for you right now, it's a topic that appears consistently in your EdExcel A-level exams, often worth significant marks. Today, we're going to cover the essential concepts, the key identities you absolutely must know, and Euchre crucially, the exam techniques that will help you secure those marks. We'll also look at the common mistakes that trip students up year after year so you can avoid them. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's dive into the world of trigonometry, core concepts. Let's start with the foundation. Radian measure. This is non-negotiable at A level. While you use degrees at GCSE, radians are the standard unit for advanced mathematics, especially when you're working with calculus. Remember, pi radians equals 180 degrees. So pi over 2 is 90 degrees, pi over 3 is 60 degrees, and pi over 6 is 30 degrees. You need to be fluent in converting between these, and more importantly, you need to always check your calculator mode. If a question involves differentiation, integration, or arc length, you must be in radian mode. I've seen countless students lose marks simply because they forgot to switch modes. Now, let's talk about the unit circle. This is your best friend in trigonometry. The unit circle has a radius of 1, centered at the origin. Any point on this circle has coordinates cosine theta, sine theta. This simple fact unlocks so much understanding. The x-coordinate is always cosine, the y-coordinate is always sine, and because it's a circle with radius 1, we get that fundamental Pythagorean identity, sine squared theta plus cosine squared theta equals 1. This identity is the starting point for so many exam questions. Next up, reciprocal functions. At A level, you need to know secant, cosecant, and cotangent. Secant theta is 1 over cosine theta, cosecant theta is 1 over sine theta, and cotangent theta is 1 over tangent theta, which also equals cosine theta over sine theta. These aren't just random definitions, they lead to more Pythagorean identities. From the fundamental identity, if you divide everything by cosine squared theta, you get 1 plus tangent squared theta equals secant squared theta. And if you divide by sine squared theta instead, you get 1 plus cotangent squared theta equals cosecant squared theta. These three Pythagorean identities are absolutely crucial for solving trigonometric equations. Now let's move to the addition formulae. These tell you how to find the sine or cosine of a sum or difference of angles. For sine, sine of a plus b equals sine a cosine b plus cosine a sine b. For the difference, it's sine a cosine b minus cosine a sine b. Notice the pattern? Sine of a sum keeps the plus sign. For cosine, it's the opposite. Cosine of a plus b equals cosine a cosine b minus sine a sine b. And cosine of a minus b equals cosine a cosine b plus sine a sine b. The cosine formula has that sign flip. It's minus for addition, plus for subtraction. A lot of students mix these up, so take a moment to really learn them. From the addition formulae, we can derive the double angle formulae. If you set A and B both equal to theta in the sine addition formula, you get sine 2 theta equals 2 sine theta cosine theta. That's beautifully simple. For cosine, cosine 2 theta has three different forms. Cosine squared theta minus sine squared theta, or 2 cosine squared theta minus 1, or 1 minus 2 sine squared theta. All three are correct. They're just rearrangements using the Pythagorean identity. In exams, you'll need to choose the right form depending on what the question gives you. Finally, let's touch on small angle approximations. When theta is small and measured in radians, sine theta is approximately equal to theta, cosine theta is approximately 1 minus theta squared over 2, and tangent theta is approximately theta. These are incredibly useful for calculus and mechanics problems, but remember, they only work in radians and only for small angles. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, proving identities. This is a classic A-level question type. The golden rule is never assume what you're trying to prove. Start with one side, usually the more complicated side, and manipulate it step by step until it matches the other side. Show every step clearly. Examiners award method marks for correct use of identities, even if you don't reach the final answer. And never, ever move terms from one side to the other. That's assuming equality, which is what you're supposed to be proving. Second, solving trigonometric equations. The most common mistake here is dividing by a trigonometric term. For example, if you have sine x cosine x equals sine x, don't divide both sides by sine x. you'll lose the solutions where sine x equals 0. Instead, rearrange to get sine x cosine x minus sine x equals 0, then factorize. Sine x times cosine x minus 1 equals 0. Now you can solve both sine x equals 0 and cosine x equals 1 separately. Another crucial point, always check the interval you're solving for. If the question asks for solutions where x is between 0 and 360 degrees, but your equation is in 2x, then 2x ranges from 0 to 720 degrees. You need to find all solutions for 2x in that range, then divide by 2 to get your x values. Students lose marks every year by forgetting to adjust the interval. Third, the R-alpha method for expressions like a cosine x plus b sine x. When you see this, you need to write it as R cosine of x minus alpha, or R sine of x plus alpha. The question will usually tell you which form to use. Calculate R using Pythagoras, R equals the square root of a squared plus b squared, then find alpha using tangent alpha equals b over a. Make sure to state both R and alpha clearly in your working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you'll get method marks for the correct process. And finally, exact values. If a question asks for an exact answer, you must give it in SIRD form things like root 3 over 2 or 1 over root 2. Decimal approximations will score 0 even if they're correct to 10 decimal places. The mark scheme is very strict on this. Quick fire, recall, quiz. Let's do a quick recall test. Pause after each question and see if you can answer without looking anything up. Question 1. What is sine squared theta plus cosine squared theta equal to? The answer is 1. Question 2. What is the exact value of sine pi over 6? The answer is 1/2. Question 3. What is secant theta in terms of cosine theta? The answer is 1 over cosine theta. Question 4. What is the double angle formula for sine 2 theta? The answer is 2 sine theta cosine theta. Question 5. In radians, what is the small angle approximation for cosine theta? The answer is 1 minus theta squared over 2. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential trigonometry content for EdExcel A-level: radian measure, the unit circle, reciprocal functions, Pythagorean identities, addition and double angle formulae, and small angle approximations. We've also looked at the key exam techniques, how to prove identities without assuming equality, how to solve equations by factorizing rather than dividing, how to adjust intervals for compound angles, and the importance of exact values. Remember, trigonometry is all about patterns and connections. The more you practice, the more these patterns will become second nature. Work through plenty of past paper questions and always check the mark scheme to see exactly what examiners are looking for. You've got this. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember to check your calculator mode. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.